I, Strand, by P. N. Elrod. Though it was a bright, hot dawn outside, there were no windows in this part of the castle. Van Richten had to provide his own light in the form of a small lantern, which he gripped with a white-knuckled fist. He paused at the top of the spiral staircase and held the lantern as high as his slight stature allowed. Its feeble glow managed to push back the darkness a few yards, just enough for him to see that the room was apparently empty of threatening occupants. That fact, of course, meant nothing in this place. He glanced back the way he'd come. Cold stone walls curved sharply down into utter blackness, utter silence. A thin but rueful smile tugged at one corner of his mouth. Like master, like castle, he thought. Then his smile vanished as he turned into the room. In the center of the room was a low and massive table, smooth and bright, no speck of dust anywhere. Van Richten went very still as he regarded the implications of the missing dust. After a moment's thought, he swallowed. It was logical to assume Strahd had placed some sort of spell on the room to preserve its contents while he slept. A great book and some sheaves of paper lay on the table. Within easy reach was a pot of ink and some quill pens, all ready for use. A chair was pulled away from the spot, as though the last occupant had only just walked out, as though at any moment he might return. Van Richten firmly shrugged off that idea. If Strahd had been active, he would have done something by now. The master was asleep, and his castle was in much the same condition. He moved toward the table and set his lantern down carefully, and not a little nervously. He ran his fingers over the fine leather cover of the book, swiftly opening it. It wasn't precisely a book so much as a collection of various folios, loosely bound together. There were no ornate illuminations, only lines of plain text in flowing handwriting. He turned to the first page and read, "I, Strahd, Lord of Barovia, well aware certain events of my reign have been misunderstood, hereby set down an exact record of those events, that the truth may at last be known." He caught his breath. By all the gods! A personal journal?